Welcome to the headquarters of Dublin Web Summit. I've stumbled in out of dreadful rain. It's horrid in Dublin today. And I've stumbled into an amazing place, which I'll describe on a later occasion because the man in front of me is a fierce hurry. He's one of the co-founders of Dublin Web Summit. He's Dara Hickey. Dara, look, say something about Dublin Web Summit. There may be people listening to this who have never heard of it.
Paul, you're too kind. I'm merely the man behind the man. So Dublin Web Summit is a wonderful, chance and opportunity for entrepreneurs, investors, and members of the Irish tech community, or people who simply want to know a little bit more. And when I say Irish, I mean not just Irish, Irish and international, to get together.
You mean
and
people are allowed in from other countries?
That's true. And actually this year, we have more than 50% of our attendees are coming from abroad, which is incredible. So they're coming from right across the world, everywhere from Ghana to Japan.
How many people are coming?
There's over 3,000 people coming to the Web Summit this year. So last year was 1,500 people. It was mainly Irish. We were delighted to have so many people. And this year it's well over 3,000. So it's a testament to the success of Paddy Cosgrave, who is the main man here in the summit, and the other people who work in this office. And there's plenty more who work here. But we have an incredible lineup this year of amazing entrepreneurs who've done amazing things. People like Kevin Rose, who's the founder of Dig. He's also an investor in many companies that you've heard of, like Zynga. He was one of the first investors there. He was one of the first investors in Twitter, one of the first investors in Instagram, and one of the first investors in Oh My God Pop. So great companies. He'll be speaking along with Victoria Ransom of Wildfire. Victoria sold her company, which she had spent 2 years building, to Google for $350 million last July. So she's a very, very interesting person.
Has she been to Dublin before?
I don't know. She's certainly not spoken in Dublin before, as far as I can recall. So we're delighted to
American?
Have her. She's American. So
West Coast?
Yes, West Coast, as far as I know. So it's a great story of kind of entrepreneurship and somebody who has very, very quickly built a company that has proved to be so valuable that Google had to acquire it. So that's an interesting person coming. We'll also have Whale Ghanem, and Whale was one of Time's People of the Year in 2011. What makes him interesting is that he helped lead, the access to social media and the revolution in Egypt, or the Arab Spring in Egypt, through social media. So he, at the time, was head of marketing in Egypt for Google, and an interesting guy. So it'll be interesting to hear how that kind of power of the web has helped to change Egypt. So that's a very, very interesting one.
You mentioned Google twice in the last couple of seconds. So I have to ask you this. Are you funded by Google? Is this a Google operation?
absolutely not. No, it just happens, I guess, that they're one of the powerhouses of the internet. We've got great speakers from Microsoft as well. I mean, phenomenal speakers from Microsoft. Sonia Flynn, who heads up Facebook's operation in Ireland, will also be speaking at the Web Summit. And then we have, you know, an incredible number of people speaking from other organisations.
My daughter's going to be so excited, right? For one reason, right? Mm-hmm. She's 7 years old, right? Right? And you know who's coming? You know who's coming. A guy from Mushy Monsters. Now, Michael Anton Smith. I don't know him from Adam, right? But my daughter, all the girls in her class, all the people on the estate where I live, they all have Mushy Monsters, and he's coming too.
And millions of people play Mushy Monsters. It's an incredible success. He's based in the UK, runs a company called Mind Candy, and is affectionately known as the Willy Wonka of the internet because of his kind of, his success in the youth market. So he's done incredibly well, a hugely successful gaming company. Another gaming company that's speaking are the people behind Zepto Labs. And you probably haven't heard of Zepto Labs, but you might have heard of one of their leading games, which was Cut the Rope, which they sold over 100 million copies, or 100 million copies of their game were downloaded in the last year. So that's an incredible success.
I see you have Neil Harbison from Simply Zesty.
Yeah, another entrepreneur, an Irish entrepreneur who's done incredibly well. Somebody who knows what they're doing, knows the way around Twitter, Pinterest, and Google. He's also coming and he'll tell his kind of top social media tips, and hopefully he'll shed a little light on his recent acquisition.
How long will people get on the stage? Is this like Le Web in Paris? Do you get about, you know, do you get about 15 minutes on the stage?
Yeah, a lot of people speak for about 12 to 15 minutes on stage, and that's simply it. We try and keep the audience on their toes. We try and keep things moving so that nobody gets bored. There are no dull speeches for 25 or 30 minutes. And we've, you know...
They're all going to do PowerPoint presentations, aren't they?
No.
Oh, no, come on.
No, absolutely not. A lot of speakers will speak without any notes at all. Some will use presentations, PowerPoint or keynotes or flashy videos. Some will do on-stage interviews. Some will speak on panels. So there's a variety of kind of things happening. We also have interesting additions this year that we didn't have previously. One of them is a speaker's bar. So it's an opportunity for people in the general audience to go up, chat to a speaker and talk to them one-to-one. People like the Irish Times, the Next Web and RTÉ will also be interviewing people live on site at the event. And they'll be encouraging people from the audience to ask questions as well. So we'll try and encourage as much interaction with the general audience as possible.
And what about the person who kind of just wants to come up to Dublin? They can't afford the price of the ticket, but they want to hang out in a bar nearby to have good chat with people. Can that be done?
I'm sure on Twitter you'll find out, you know, what's happening and where it's happening.
I shouldn't have asked that.
You'll
kill me for asking.
We'll definitely
that,
be encouraging people to.
But is there much networking around the event? Like
there's
people
huge,
just
there's
hanging
a huge amount
in corridors, chatting to each other.
There's a huge amount of networking at the event. You know, there'll be over 250 startups exhibiting at the event. Over 3,000 attendees. They'll all want to talk and to meet each other. We have a special web interface to encourage people to network before the event, which we'll be launching soon. So that's another kind of addition. We'll also be hosting parties directly after the event for all the attendees to allow them kind of network well into the wee hours of the morning.
I hear there's a bit of a reputation around that. I hear there was great fun last year. I followed a bit of it.
There is, and I think that's something that we bring to the table in Ireland that a lot of other people don't do abroad. So hopefully that'll be of great fun for all the people attending.
Look, you're too busy to talk to me, right? What have you got on your plate? Just spill us a little secret. Tell me some of the kind of your job in 30 seconds.
So
he's sitting here, by the way, folks. I have to spill the beans. He's got an Apple. What is this? A MacBook Pro?
Air.
Or an Air? MacBook Air. Looks. Go on.
So
what are you doing?
So I'm just looking at somebody who. Has just suggested a speaker for us, and I'm just wondering if there's a possible way of fitting them into our already packed and cramped schedule. And one of the things that we'll also be doing is that we're just coordinating the final bits of the schedule. So that is the kind of getting people to agree to speak at certain times and agree to moderators and things like that. That's our kind of final thing.
I got to get out of your way. Yes.
Well, good to talk to you, Paul.
Dara Hickey, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm looking forward ever so much to the journey until the Dublin Web Summit, which is on when? Hey, how will they find Dublin Web Summit?
October 17th and 18th, and you can find more details on dublinwebsummit.com or websummit.net.
Websummit.net or dublinwebsummit.com. Okay, thanks a million, Dara.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.